proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy Saturday, everybody. You've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. You dumb nuts. But I'm glad that you have. Yeah, glad to have you. Really am. Let's see. A few rules of engagement. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, which I would really appreciate you doing, on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And then you hit the subscribe button, and then boom, you've got 23 hours of me. You got all 20 hours of the weekday program, and then you have the weekend program. So be sure and subscribe to that podcast. Remember, throughout the program, you can always send me a text message. You can tell me anything, ask me anything. On your message app that you use, the phone number is 33103, 33103. Just start your message out with either Mike or Michael, either one, and then tell me anything, ask me anything. So let's get started. It's just why. You know, there are just times when, when I finish the weekday program on Friday, which is at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, well, I'm just like, okay, my weekend has started. Oh, so relaxing. I got Friday evening to go have dinner. And then, of course, I don't have to be in here. It's noon Eastern, so it's not till 10 o'clock Mountain Time. So I get into the studio here in Denver at, 9:30 or so, get all hooked up. Damien and I get hooked up, and we laugh about some stupid stuff going on in the world. There's never anything stupid going on in our workplace, so we never laugh about that. But there was just a point yesterday with everything going on that I was like, you know what? It's a good thing I'm not an alcoholic or a drug addict or anything else, because it was just one of those weeks where how much stupider can things get? And then I thought to myself, don't ask that question, because God will look down on you and say, oh, here, hold my beer. And he'll make it even more stupid than it really is. So there's a lot to cover that is just like, one of my favorite phrases is dumbassery. And it's just the dumbassery of the world going on. So if you're a first time listener to this program, two things. I refer to my listeners as goobers. Don't be offended by that. Goobers is a term of endearment. And there's a lot of dumbassery going on in the world. And we talk about the dumbassery. Some of the dumbassery is, to give you kind of a little bit of a roadmap today, we got some climate stuff. Toyota's done something that is amazing. We had some hostages that were captured in Gaza by the Israeli Defense Forces, despite the president of this country on again, off again, supporting Israel. And just a little quick note about that. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister in Israel, who is barely holding on to a coalition, they have a parliamentary system of government, and he's barely holding on to a coalition government. And this country, of all countries, shame on us, but this country has been on again, off again in their support. And here is a nation that Israel that is trying to destroy, literally destroy, a terrorist organization that has that killed thousands of people on October 7th, has for years now, since Hamas took over in the Gaza Strip, has been just lobbing rockets and missiles, has Hezbollah out of Lebanon, all supported by the Iranians. So on October 7th, the terrorist attack, and shortly thereafter, the Israeli coalition government says, okay, this is it, we've had enough. And we're going to go in, and we're going to destroy this terrorist organization, literally destroy them. And the president of this country flies over to Israel and says, oh, yeah, we support you 100%. And then when the going gets tough and some civilians start getting killed, you know, we just celebrated the anniversary of D-Day. Has anybody ever stopped and thought about how many civilians were killed in World War II? Let's think about the Ukraine-Russian war. Does anybody bitch about how many Ukrainian civilians that Vladimir Putin, a dictator, is killing in Ukraine? But, oh, my gosh, Israel kills either accidentally or just in the course of conducting wartime operations, kills a few civilians, and the world goes ballistic. So now this country starts kind of wishy-washy, waffling on our support. So as Netanyahu was originally kind of going down in his country's support because of, one, the attack occurring, and then not, you know, working immediately to respond to the attack, his poll numbers started to decline. And then this country starts waffling on our support. And we don't really do the things that would show, for example, rather than launching missiles or trying to stop the Houthis, their missiles from hitting our ships, rather than taking out the Iranian ships that are delivering the missiles, we don't want to cause any sort of escalation. We're really scared of everything. As Benjamin Netanyahu finally says, you know what? We can't depend on America. We're going to do whatever it takes on our own. And so they start moving through Rafah. They get down to the southern port of Rafah, and they start taking them out. And his poll numbers start increasing. That's leadership. And that's not what we have in this country. We don't, it is a lack of leadership. At virtually, and I'll just, you know, yes, I'm a partisan. And I think most of the lack of leadership is on the left side of the political spectrum. It's the Democrats. It's the Marxists. It's the communists. It's the socialists. It's all of those people that just are so afraid of their own shadow that we project weakness. I may get to this in a minute. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial comparing the speeches delivered by Joe Biden and Ronald Reagan at D-Day. Now, when we celebrated or commemorated D-Day, that's the better word, when we commemorated D-Day this week, I played Reagan's speeches. We also took live Joe Biden's speech. Now, the words were somewhat similar. And if you read the speech from Joe Biden on D-Day, I would say it was like, yeah, that's not bad for him. But the problem is, when Joe Biden speaks, it is a projection of weakness. It's a projection of waffling. It's a projection of never knowing, hey, can we depend on the United States, not depend on the United States? Look at the economy, off again, off again. I mean, it's wishy-washy. You know, I can't do anything about the border because I have to have Congress do something about the border. Oh, now I will do something about the border because my poll numbers are so bad. It is weakness. When Reagan spoke, it was from a position of strength. The United States was probably, at that point, at its apex of power. We kind of been losing our way since then. And his speech, as the Wall Street Journal points out, the words may have been similar to Biden's, but the rest of the world stood up and listened and paid attention, because when Reagan spoke, if you're old enough to remember the old E.F. Hutton commercials, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Well, when Reagan spoke, the world listened. I kind of think when Biden speaks, the world kind of yawns, kind of like, oh, there goes the old fart again. And who knows, can we depend on the United States or not? It's kind of sad. Let me bring you, when we get back, let me tell you about a story about going on in New York. Because it's another example of how the poll numbers about almost every issue that Democrats are all concerned about, they're beginning to backpedal as fast as they can. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she's no different. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Kathy Hochul, next.
Since October 7th, the attacks on Israel have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. Israelis are living with the harsh reality of terror every day. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now addressing all urgent needs, and that's why they need your help. While praying for the best, IFCJ is preparing for the worst by packing emergency bomb shelter kits that can be delivered immediately to those in desperate need. Your life-saving donation today will help assemble and place these kits with enough food and emergency supplies for 20 people huddled in a bomb shelter. The cost to put together and distribute these kits is $290 each. You can help save lives. And thanks to a matching challenge from a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will provide twice the support. Call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Or go online to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Some of you locally here in Denver have asked about a political ad that's running on at my station, my home station here in Denver, Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk. And let me explain that to a national audience. I hadn't planned to do that today, but I may do that later on. Remind me later on before the end of the program if I haven't done it. Because it is a great example of it's a head fake. It's a total head fake commercial. So there's your tease for it. So Governor Kathy Hochul in New York this week announced an indefinite delay of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the MTA, their local public transit authority. They were going to implement something that's been tried in other cities around the world, like London. It's called congestion pricing. The plan includes a $15 toll for drivers that enter Manhattan below 60th Street. It was supposed to start at the end of this month. Now, the idea is, I mean, the idea is twofold, but the overriding idea is, well, we can reduce our carbon footprint because we're going to charge people to drive, to cross the Triborough Bridge or to come in across the Lincoln Tunnel or whatever, and we're going to try to keep people from driving in because we're going to charge them an extra $15. Now, I don't know what the current toll. Somebody in New York tell me what the current toll is on the Triborough Bridge or on the Lincoln Tunnel, because it's probably up to, I don't know, $50 now. I can remember it was like $2.50, so I'm sure it's outrageous. So on top of those tolls, they were going to add an additional $15 charge called congestion pricing, trying to keep cars out of Manhattan so it might be easier to drive. It's never going to be easier to drive in Manhattan until, well, all cars are gone, and that's just not going to happen. Manhattan is just like any major metropolitan area. It's just difficult to drive in. I feel sorry for FedEx and UPS and DHL and all the others trying to deliver in Manhattan because it's just a pain in the rear, just a total pain in the rear. So she puts out a pre-taped video announcement, and she emphasizes the financial strain that residents in New York, everywhere, not just New York City, are facing because of inflation and the cost of living crisis that's occurring. But it's interesting how she phrases it. Because I'm thinking, wait a minute, what are you really saying here? Let me play a part. Let's start with a part of it.
Today about issues that are very much on the minds of New Yorkers. First and foremost, I understand the financial pressures you're facing.
Now, does she really? Do you think that this woman who, up in Albany or whether she's in New York, she's the governor. She doesn't have to. Do you think she worries about congestion when she drives from Albany into New York? No, because she's got a security detail and they can run with the lights and sirens and they can go anywhere where they want to. They can park anywhere they want to. Do you think she truly understands? No, she doesn't understand. But, oh, she wants you to think she does.
Over the last 5 years.
Wait a minute. Over the last 5 years?
New Yorkers have seen the price of groceries alone go up an average of 23%. Think about the cost of a dozen eggs, more than doubling from $1.20 to $2.86 all over our country. Housing prices have increased by 17%.
Wait a minute. In Colorado, guess what it is? 30%. Yes, 30%. But let's just pause for a moment and consider. She starts out by saying, over the past 5 years. Now, I'm not that old that I'm senile yet, but I do know that 5 years encompasses the last 2 years of the Trump administration when inflation was at its, actually it was lower than even normal. Normal inflation is considered about 2%. Just because of wage increases and just, kind of the increased cost of doing business. Average inflation is, normal inflation is around 2% or less. Well, under the Trump administration, it was like 1.2%. And we had, I know we had mean tweets, but we had, $1.79 gas. Now, I know in California and New York, you probably had $2.79 gas. But for us living in flyover country, we had $1.79 gas. It's now like $3.99 here. And I know, don't start bitching to me about, ooh, $3.99, you ought to come out to California, you ought to come out to New York. I know. But what's she trying to do here? What she's trying to do is subliminally make you think that, oh, wait a minute. Yes, it's been 5 years since we've had all this. No, it hasn't. It's been like 3 years. When did inflation really kick in? Now, yes, some of the, I would say the foundation for some of the inflation started with Donald Trump and all of the COVID spending that Congress did at the very end of the COVID, all the checks that were going out. Everybody's getting a check. Everybody's going to get money. Well, that's a foundation for inflation. But then the minute that Biden gets in office, he takes that foundation and doesn't just blow it. He doesn't blow it up. He makes it even worse. The Green New Deal, the so-called, don't laugh, the Inflation Reduction Act. Remember that one? How's that working out for you? Well, here's Governor Hochul trying to make you think that, oh, it's really bad because it was Trump. You know, we were going to spread the blame around here a little bit. What a disingenuous blankety blank person here.
So child care has gone up almost 20%. And the strain on working and middle-class families is just too much.
It is too much. You know what's too much for me? Sitting here listening to a politician, any politician, that voted for any of these spending bills, that's constantly raising taxes, constantly increasing spending. Think about how much money they're spending in New York City that they're not spending on schools, or they're taking kids off, you know, their sports fields so that they can house illegal aliens there. Or I forget, there was some outrageous number. It was like almost 50% of the 600 plus hotels in New York City are now occupied by illegal aliens. Well, someone's, you know, hotels just, you know, Marriott, Hilton, or Sleazebag Company Hotel, you know, the one-hour no-tell motel, whoever owns that just doesn't give those rooms away. No, they charge for those rooms. So that means taxpayers are paying for that. And they're probably spending money that should be spent on something else. It's absolutely despicable what politicians do. So here she is in this pre-taped video announcement, so she can read from the teleprompter. My gosh, does anybody speak extemporaneously anymore? Can anybody talk without notes? Seriously. You know, she says a $15 charge may not seem significant to some, but for working in a middle-class family, it can be a budget breaker. I cannot add another burden on New Yorkers or create an additional obstacle to our economic recovery from the pandemic. Really? How about our economic recovery from Democrats? Text the word Michael to 33103. More Kathy Hochul just to irritate you.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
So much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna less lethal pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micropint. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your limit at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Yeah, to get that email out of the way. So here we're talking about Kathy Hochul, congestion pricing in New York City. But I think the congestion pricing is just kind of the little kernel of the entire story that I want to tell you about her. So here she is, all worried about cost of living, groceries, child care, why energy, you know, heating and cooling your home. She's worried about all of that. Well, we know it's been bad for the past 5 years. No, it has not. But here she is. She warned she was still determined to advance the climate change agenda through strategies to address congestion. That's the phrase she uses, strategies to address congestion. Hochul's decision comes because public pressure is mounting against the toll, and it's being driven by concerns over the impact it will have on the daily lives of just working schlubs. They're just trying to get in and out of New York City. Sometimes they can take the train, sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can, you know, they you know, park and ride and take the train in or take the subway in. It's really tough. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, the MTA in New York, projected the toll would take around $1 billion annually from people that had to pay it. Now, I want you to think about two things, because those kinds of numbers often just get thrown out. Well, you know, it's going to cost, you know, it's going to bring in revenue of $1 billion. Okay. So that revenue has to come from somewhere. The revenue is going to come from the poor schlubs that are just trying to get in and out, trying to do their work, you know, trying to get to their office, trying to get to whatever they're trying to do. And they've got to pay, you know, and I know just $15, but $15 a day, you go figure it up. You know, if you're working 50 weeks a year, maybe you're getting 2 weeks of vacation, lucky you. So you're paying, you know, 5 days a week or maybe 6 days a week, depending how often you work, 7 days a week times 50 weeks a year or 52 weeks a year. But nonetheless, it's $1 billion. So that's $1 billion that gets taken out of the private sector, that gets taken out of the pockets of taxpayers. So that's $1 billion that taxpayers can't spend on rent, groceries, child care, clothing, entertainment, food, whatever they might want, whatever they might choose to spend it on. And every time they spend that money, that $1 billion, and they spend it at a bodega, at a restaurant, they spend it on rent, they spend it on travel, they spend it on a car payment, they spend it on whatever, that's money that circulates through the private sector, and that $1 billion multiplies a gazillion times and grows the economy. Now that $1 billion is no longer available to the private sector. So now that $1 billion goes where? It goes into the coffers of government. What does government do with it? Does money spent by the government multiply? Well, probably to some degree. I mean, if you know, you have to admit that if you take $1 billion out of the pocket of taxpayers and give it to non-taxpayers, well, there is some of that money that gets recirculated and does help, but it's not nearly as effective as the private sector. But what are they going to spend this money on? Where does it go? You know, as I said earlier, London has long been hammering drivers with these kind of congestion charges. The mayor of London, who is a radical leftist, Sadiq Khan, he recently imposed additional costs on motorists through something called an expanded ultra-low emission zone, ULEZ. Now, of course, it's now facing public resistance. You know, congestion charges are often featured in what are called 15-minute city plans. 15-minute cities, ostensibly aimed at ensuring that anybody living in a 15-minute city has access to anything they might need within 15 minutes of their homes so that they can walk so they don't have to take a car. So you can just walk wherever you need to go in 15 minutes. To work, the grocery store, to a restaurant, whatever. All compacted down into 15 minutes. And why? To fight climate change. Now, in practice, policies like these congestion charges are really intended to force residents not to take longer car rides by making longer car rides financially unviable. You know, you're listening to a guy that grew up as a kid in western Oklahoma, in the Oklahoma Panhandle, to be precise, where the nearest large city was Amarillo, Texas, 120 miles to the south. The distance from my hometown to the capital of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, was about 265 miles. The distance from my hometown to where I've been living for the past 30-plus years in Denver, or in Colorado, not specifically Denver, but to the capital of Colorado, is about 268 miles. So for us, the automobile was independence. It was the ability to go from point A to point B in the most effective, efficient way possible. And to this day, I still look upon driving as mostly a pleasure, particularly when I'm trying to get to my undisclosed location in New Mexico, or I'm traveling around the country. And how can I get from point A to point B the most effectively and most efficiently? And it's also independence. You know, for example, a lot of my friends will they'll take a train to the airport, which is fine. I don't object to it. Or they'll take a train to a sporting event, or they'll take a train to go to a restaurant from the burbs into the central business district in Denver, which drives me nuts because it's like, you know, it's like crime ridden. But here's what drives me crazy about public transportation. In places like Colorado or western Oklahoma or Wyoming or New Mexico, it's just not practical. And so for it to even be cost effective, which most of the time it's not, you have to limit the service. So now my mobility is limited by the availability of that public transportation. So if I want to leave at a certain time, well, I may not be able to because public transportation is limited. Now, I know in large cities it's entirely different. You jump on the metro in D.C., super efficient. Get anywhere, any place, you know, because it's constantly running if it's working. And the same is true for the New York City subway system. But this country is huge. Impose a map of London on the United States. For that matter, just take a map of Los Angeles or New York or Chicago and impose that on the United States. And you realize this is a huge country. This whole idea that somehow we've got to fight climate change by limiting individual choice presupposes that, oh, wait a minute. Is that really going to make a difference in the climate? I'll give you an example. Right here in Colorado right now, we're expecting severe storms this afternoon because we have what the local, not all, but some of the local meteorologists are calling an unprecedented early heat wave. I mean, today is supposed to be like 90 degrees, and I'm just laughing my ass off. Okay, it's Saturday, June 8th. Guys, it's summertime, and it's been hot before on June 8th. I've lived in Colorado long enough to recognize that we have these variabilities depending on La Nina or El Nino, depending on just, you know, the cycle of the climate, that sometimes it's really hot in June, and sometimes it doesn't really get hot until July. And then people are bitching about 100-degree temperatures. Why? That's nothing. But as long as we keep people fearful about it, then people like Kathy Hochul can go on a taped video and tell you how she really is concerned. How concerned is she? Well, I'll let you know. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Just a little more Kathy Hochul.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael at 33103. Kathy Hochul, just to to kind of put the icing on the cake here, here's a little bit more of her addressing affordability and the cost of living in New York. That's how she has captioned her video.
That's why, since becoming your governor, one of my priorities has been to address affordability and keep and put more money back in your pockets. That's why I fought to raise...
Then lower taxes. You know, the most efficient, effective way to help people out financially is to give them more of their own money back and to reduce the size of government. But she has no desire, no intention whatsoever to reduce the size of government in New York, as does any Democrat governor, and for that matter, most Republican governors in any state in this nation.
It's the minimum wage and tie it to inflation.
Wait a minute. She wants to talk about minimum wage? You're going to put more money in the pockets of people by increasing the minimum wage? Let's look over to New York. I mean, to California, where thousands of restaurants are closing, where tens of thousands of restaurant employees are losing their jobs, where, for example, in San Diego, a fish taco, Rubio's Fish Tacos, the staple in San Diego for decades, is closing. I forget how many stores they have because of the mandatory $20 minimum wage. You know, I still advocate in Colorado, if they really believe that increasing the minimum wage increases, you know, money in people's pockets, then why do we do $20 in Colorado? Because Denver is the mile high city. We're at 5,280 feet. I think, and I advocate, and I think you should advocate also, for a minimum wage in Colorado of $52.80 an hour. Why stop at $20 an hour? Think about the logic. If your logic is that increasing the minimum wage helps people, then why stop at $20? Make it $30, $40, and in Colorado, symbolically, $52.80 an hour.
Double tuition assistance.
Double tuition assistance. So you're going to take money out of people who are just working, trying to make ends meet, to give money to people who want to go to college. You know what? Maybe do what I did. You know what? I was married. I actually, by the time I got into law school, I had two children, and I worked and went to law school and successfully graduated and successfully practiced law. You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Quit babysitting everybody.
And on income taxes, and invested billions in affordable child care.
So, again, you're taking money from people who don't have kids and giving money to who do have kids and providing affordable child care. So now it's the role of government to provide child care? Oh, my God.
Our policies must support everyday New Yorkers, like our small business people, police officers, firefighters, teachers, health care workers, truck drivers, and not add to their financial burdens. So let's talk about congestion pricing, which would
So of all of the things that she wants to do to try to help people, she's going to cancel something that was never implemented. Think about the stupidity of that. So I'm going to start charging all of you next month to listen to this program, okay? So starting next month on July 1st, whatever the first Saturday is of July, you will be charged $15 an hour to listen to this program. Now, what I'm going to do is, just to give you, to make this parallel, is before I get to that first Saturday in July, I'm going to announce that I have decided not to charge you $15 an hour to listen to this program. So therefore, I can claim, if I'm a good politician, that I just saved you money. Now, you never spend any money. I never charge you the $15 an hour, but I canceled it, so therefore I saved you money. I want to beat my head against the wall because, you know what? There are people that will listen to this bullcrap and think to themselves, oh, man, she's really, isn't that good? She's going to save us some money. Yep. She just canceled that $15 congestion charge that I never paid.
Pose a $15 charge on cars entering Midtown and below, beginning in just a few weeks. That was enacted 5 years ago to achieve two essential goals.
She just think about how stupid do you have to be listening to this and not realize that she's not saving you any money whatsoever. Because it was enacted, what'd she say, 5 years ago? And so they've taken 5 years to do this, and they never charge anybody. And now she's announcing to everybody, hey, I'm saving you money because I'm not going to charge you what I've never charged you in the past. That's like, you know, I go to McDonald's to get a Diet Coke, and, you know, they've been charging me for, you know, the past whatever 100 years that I've been drinking Diet Coke, and now they announce that I'm not going to charge you anymore. Now you're saving me money. But if McDonald's never charged me for a Diet Coke, and then they say, oh, by the way, we were going to charge you starting next month. Now we decided not to charge you. Hey, we're saving you money. No, you're not.
Reduce traffic and emissions in New York City and provide a funding stream for much-needed capital investments in public transit.
Oh, so they were going to spend it on more public transit. Buses, subway cars. I don't know. What were you going to spend it on, sweetheart?
It was also enacted in a pre-pandemic period. But workers were in the office 5 days a week. Crime was at record lows. And tourism was at record highs.
Wow. Think about what she just admitted. That prior to Biden taking office, that, oh my gosh, we had tourism, we had businesses, you know, that were flourishing. We had all sorts of economic activity going on. And then the pandemic came along. And yes, during Trump, we shut down the entire global economy. And of course, when you reopen an economy, it bursts out like when you turn on the water faucet. But then the water begins to trickle out. Drip, 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 drip. Because you spend too much money. My gosh, she's an economic illiterate individual. Oh, that makes her a good politician, I guess. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Since October 7th, the attacks on Israel have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. Israelis are living with the harsh reality of terror every day. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now, addressing all urgent needs, and that's why they need your help. While praying for the best, IFCJ is preparing for the worst by packing emergency bomb shelter kits that can be delivered immediately to those in desperate need. Your life-saving donation today will help assemble and place these kits with enough food and emergency supplies for 20 people huddled in a bomb shelter. The cost to put together and distribute these kits is $290 each. You can help save lives. And thanks to a matching challenge from a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will provide twice the support. Call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Or go online to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Judge Juan Merchan, the judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York, has notified the attorneys in the case about a posting on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page.
The post read, quote, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work," end quote. The fact that the judge informed the two parties may indicate truth to the post. Jurors are forbidden from discussing the case outside the jury room. Under New York law, a defendant can move to vacate a verdict on the basis of juror misconduct if and only if he can prove by a preponderance of evidence that there was misconduct and that the misconduct created a substantial risk of prejudice.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Senator Tom Cotton says it should be easy for Donald Trump to win an appeal of his conviction, considering there were any number of errors made by the judge.
The whole thing was a sham political witch hunt, reminiscent of Stalinist show trials in Soviet Russia. It's hard to know where to begin on how many reversible errors were committed during the trial.
Cotton says the judge in the case, Juan Merchan, has previously given contributions to several Democrat causes, including Biden for president. For the first time since 2021, shark attacks in Walton County, Florida.
Here in Walton County, double red flags flying on the stunning white sand beaches after three people attacked in two separate shark attacks 4 miles apart. One woman, 45 years old, losing her arm. Two teenage girls, ages 15 and 17, in waist-deep water attacked. Beachgoers not happy. Needless to say, pools here are packed. $500 fines being issued by the Sheriff's Department for anyone going in the ocean. Laura Winters, Sandestin, Florida.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Correspondent Norman Hall reports on Kia recalling nearly 463,000 SUVs.
Kia America is recalling nearly 463,000 Telluride SUVs and urging owners to park their cars outside and away from other structures until an issue posing a fire hazard is fixed. The front power seat motor on the affected Telluride from the 2020 to 2024 model years may overheat because of a stuck slide knob. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the defect could potentially result in a fire while the car is parked or being driven. Kia is said to have received reports of one underseat fire and six incidents of localized melting in the seat tilt motor. I'm Norman Hall.
The Washington Post new CEO and publisher is facing questions about whether he made recent efforts to conceal his involvement in the aftermath of a British phone hacking scandal 10 years ago. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Ed Donahue reports verdicts are in now from a COVID fraud scheme trial.
A jury in Minnesota convicted five people and acquitted two others for their roles in a scheme to steal more than $40 million that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. Prosecutors say more than $250 million in federal funds was taken in the Minnesota scheme overall.
This conduct was not just criminal. It was depraved and brazen.
The seven people were the first of 70 to stand trial. The case received widespread attention after someone tried to bribe a juror with a bag of $120,000 in cash. Defense attorneys argued at trial their clients provided real meals to real people. I'm Ed Donahue.
PragerU says its app has been restored to the Google Play Store. That happened hours after Google first removed it, claiming it promoted what it called hate speech. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love
struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I mean, I really am. I don't mean to sound like I'm just, I really don't care. I really do care. And by the way, if you're listening in the last hour, I have decided that maybe it is a good idea to charge you for the program. And then decide that I'm not going to charge you for the program later on so I can talk about how much money I saved you. See, even more reason to listen to this program. If you want to, which I would appreciate it if you would, follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find those by going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And let me look at the page. Yeah, oh, well, you'll see the icons right there on the page. Right under my name and right next to that wonderful mugshot of me, you'll see the icon for Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram. And you can click on all of those and give me a follow. That would be greatly appreciated. And then be sure and remember to, or don't forget, that you can always send me a text message. Tell me anything, ask me anything. On your message app, use this number, 33103, 33103. Start your message with either the word Mike or Michael, and tell me anything, ask me anything. I just want to emphasize, you know, I love text messages. Sometimes text messages are like squirrels. I love to chase squirrels. And sometimes you guys send me information that's like, oh, really? That completely passed me by. It's amazing how much stuff is out there. And even though I spend, you know, like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week doing show prep, sometimes you just miss stuff. And you guys send it to me, and I'm like, oh, holy crap, that's a really good story. I think I'll do that. I wouldn't normally do this, but I do think it's a lesson for a national audience. Someone that asked me if I would bring to attention to the national audience something that's going on in Colorado. And I think it is a good lesson because it very well may be happening in a congressional race or a gubernatorial race or a Senate race in your state. And it's a head fake. It's a total head fake. So there's this commercial running in Colorado. It's sponsored by a super PAC called, Democratic Colorado. I thought it was called something else. But anyway, the story I'm looking at, I don't think gives the right name of the super PAC. But this super PAC, which has a very, I know it's not Democrat Colorado, but some super PAC is running a 30-second spot. And the spot, you'll hear the spot in just 1 second. But let me give you a little background. So in Congressional District 5 in Colorado, which encompasses Aspen, you know, hoity-toity Aspen, you know, where Tom Cruise and Michael Brown share million-dollar homes. No, I do not. I do not. But Aspen is known for its hoity-toityness. And there is a former city councilman from Aspen who is running as a Democrat to get elected to Congress. Because the incumbent congressman, Lauren Boebert, is now running in a different congressional district. Don't get me started off on carpetbagging, but she's running in a different congressional district. So this Democrat that's running for Congress in from CD5 in Colorado, Adam Frisch, I forget what his first name is. His last name is Frisch. Anyway, he's a billionaire. He's a rich guy, and he's a hardcore progressive Democrat. So the Democrats, at least his super PAC, came up with a great idea. Let's run a commercial that, because they think Republicans are stupid, will get them to vote for this guy. And the guy's name is Ron Hanks. Now, before I tell you anything else about the commercial, just listen to it. And I want you to think about what it would say to you. If an ad was running like this on a conservative talk show station in your city or your town, and you heard this commercial, what would you think?
How conservative is Ron Hanks? Hanks was rated one of the most conservative members in the state house. He says Joe Biden's election was a fraud. Hanks wants to ban all abortions, and he wants to build Trump's border wall. Hanks even sponsored a bill that would allow concealed carry with no permits. Ron Hanks, too conservative for Colorado. Democratic Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So that's one of the commercials. So that's actually a good attack ad. But there's also a commercial, let me see if I can find that one real quick, in which they talk about how he is too conservative for Colorado. Let's see if this is the one. Yeah, let's listen to this one. Think again. Listen closely.
Ron Hanks and Donald Trump say they're going to secure the southern border.
We need to start rounding up people.
Rounding up people?
We have to stop the immigration.
Stop the immigration?
Stop them and tell them they can't come in anymore.
Ron Hanks and Donald Trump are just too conservative.
We have to stop the immigration.
Too conservative for Colorado. Rocky Mountain Values PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That's the one I'm looking for. That's the right one. He's just too conservative for Colorado. Let me play it. In fact, I love it at the end where they say,
stop the immigration.
Too conservative for Colorado. Rocky Mountain Values PAC is responsible for the content.
And then they repeat it again. He's just too conservative for Colorado. Now, if you just heard that commercial, what would you think? Is that a person you'd want to vote for?
Ron Hanks and Donald Trump say they're going to secure the southern border.
Okay. Now, that sounds pretty good to me. You know, I want the southern border secured.
We need to start rounding up people.
Rounding up?
Now, I'm not sure we need to round up people, but I do think we ought to deport illegal aliens. You know, you're here in this country illegally, you ought to get deported. If I'm present illegally in any other country in this world, I'm going to get deported very quickly. They're going to kick my ass out really quickly.
People,
we have to stop the immigration.
Stop.
I think we have to stop illegal immigration. I don't think we have to stop immigration, but I think we have to stop illegal immigration.
The immigration.
Stop them and tell them they can't come in anymore.
Ron Hanks and Donald Trump are just too conservative.
Ron Hanks and Donald Trump are just too conservative.
We have to stop the immigration.
Too conservative for Colorado. Rocky Mountain Values PAC is responsible.
They're just too conservative for Colorado. It's a total head fake. What they're trying to do is they're taking a Democrat act, Rocky Mountain Values. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Oh, Rocky Mountain Values. You know, I kind of wonder what Rocky Mountain Values all actually are. If you're listening to me in Colorado right now, and you know how screwed up the state is, you have to kind of question, really, what are Rocky Mountain Values? But setting that aside for a moment, that's what super PACs do. They come up with these innocuous names that don't mean squat, and then they run commercials like this. It's designed to get you to think that this is, wait a minute, this guy sounds like me. He's conservative. Why, I would vote for him. Yeah, I'm going to vote for him. They want you to vote for him. The Democrats behind this ad want you to vote for this guy. Why? because they think he is the easiest opponent in the general election. Now, I make no comment about all the Republicans running in the primary. You can decide that. And in your state, if they're doing this kind of head fake, you can decide that too. But beware. Beware that oftentimes, this is how slimy Democrats are. They will run an ad trying to convince you, oh, this guy's okay, this guy's really conservative, I think I'll vote for him. That's who they want you to vote for, because that's who they think that they can beat the easiest in the general election. It's the silly season. Yes. It's the election season. Text the word Michael to 33103. Don't fall prey to the silliness of the silly season.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DynaVite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Bob the Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked. taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Glad to have you on the weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Let's talk labor stats. Ooh, stats on radio. Isn't that great? Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. And then subscribe to the podcast. Podcast is easy to subscribe to. On your podcast app, whatever you use to subscribe to podcasts, search for this name, The Situation with Michael Brown. Go do it right now. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then when you find that, you'll see the logo and everything. Just click subscribe, and then you get all of the weekday program, and then you get and plus the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of me. 23 and me. Isn't that great? The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, sometimes should be referred to as the BS, I think, reported yesterday on Friday that the economy added 272,000 jobs last month in May. Now, that number surpassed expectations by a huge margin. And the figure is well above the Goldman Sachs and the J.P. Morgan forecasts that were of jobs created of 165,000. That's Goldman Sachs. And J.P. Morgan forecast 150,000 jobs. But it was 272,000 jobs. Holy crapola. The Biden economic policies must be working amazingly. Oh, wait a minute. Now, despite that robust increase in payroll numbers, we'll get back to the payroll in just a moment. The unemployment rate unexpectedly rose to 4%. Now, that's an increase of only 0.1% from April's 3.9, but May marked the second straight month of increasing unemployment. And in addition to the unemployment increase, the jobs numbers have a hidden little secret that tells you just the direction this economy is taking. And I'm not sure they can be turned around. Jobs numbers continue to show the concerning, it's a concerning trend, of full-time work being replaced by part-time work. Nobody tells you about these numbers. The number of full-time workers, now remember, the headline that the cabal, that the dominant media wants you to hear is, oh my gosh, look, and I'm sure the White House will be screaming these numbers for the next couple of weeks. The number of new jobs increased by 272,000 in May, and that's more than even J.P. Morgan Chase predicted. Wait a minute. The number of full-time workers decreased on the net by roughly 625,000. Part-time workers increased by 286,000. Now, I've talked before how the mounting evidence that job growth under the Biden administration has almost entirely been fueled by immigrant labor, which leaves native-born Americans actually struggling in the job market. And you know what? The May jobs numbers, that 272,000 figure, corroborates my theory. Foreign-born workers saw job gains of 414,000. Native-born workers saw a net loss of 663,000. Now, I want you to kind of get these numbers in your head. So remember, the overall number that you hear on the news is, oh my gosh, we increased jobs by 272,000 last month. But the number of full-time workers dropped by 625,000. And part-time workers increased by 286,000. And foreign-born workers, immigrant workers, saw job gains of 414,000, while Americans saw a net loss of 663,000 jobs. So it's not all that rosy. It's not all that great. There is a definitive underlying change going on in the American economy. And the cabal doesn't want you to think about this. I, however, do want you to think about it. And that is, all of these people streaming across the borders, they're not all coming here because they're terrorists. They're not all coming here because they just want to live off the government teat. Some of them really do want to come here to work. And so what they're doing is they're displacing Americans. And they're taking jobs at lower wages, and they're taking part-time jobs. So they're increasing the number of part-time jobs so that if you just combine all of that together, you get the net effect of, yeah, we had an increase of 272,000 jobs, the majority of which were part-time jobs taken by immigrant workers. Now, there is a bright spot for the Biden administration. Despite that I am a radical right-wing nut job, I do try to be somewhat objective. Outside of top-line job numbers was... Now, this is a double-edged sword, but nonetheless, it's somewhat good news, and that is a continued improvement in wages. But I'll tell you what the double-edged sword is in just a minute. Wages rose by 14 cents, or 0.4%, to $34.91 on average all across the country. Now, that increase is double April's rise of 0.2%, and exceeds what was expected to be a 0.3% increase in wages. Annual hourly wage growth also accelerated to 4.1%. That's up from 4% in April, so it continues to trend upward. However, the strong earnings numbers do come with a caveat. Combined with job gains, it means that the Federal Reserve will likely push back any plans to cut interest rates. Why? Because wage increases means what? I'm not trying to be condescending here, but I want you to think about this. If a company hires, 10 new employees, and those 10 new employees get higher wages, well, that means whatever widgets or products or services that company creates or sells, now they've got to increase the price of that product because the wages have gone up. That's called inflation. That's wage price inflation. And it continues. So, yeah, not everything's as rosy as they want you to believe.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Since October 7th, the attacks on Israel have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. Israelis are living with the harsh reality of terror every day. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now, addressing all urgent needs, and that's why they need your help. While praying for the best, IFCJ is preparing for the worst by packing emergency bomb shelter kits that can be delivered immediately to those in desperate need. Your life-saving donation today will help assemble and place these kits with enough food and emergency supplies for 20 people huddled in a bomb shelter. The cost to put together and distribute these kits is $290 each. You can help save lives. And thanks to a matching challenge from a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will provide twice the support. Call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Or go online to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Cinerama in Tri-County Sink presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
He Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, you can always text anytime. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. The president was obviously in France for the 80th commemoration of D-Day. Yesterday, he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And he apologized to him for the delay in funneling him even more military aid from this country. Now, Biden tried, he literally tried, you'll hear it in just a second, he literally tried to blame the delay on Republican lawmakers before he pledged his unwavering support for the proxy war with Russia. And indeed, I believe it is a proxy war that we're engaged in with Russia. But I also believe, just so you understand fully where I come from, I think that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is an attempt to retake Ukraine completely and establish a Russian border on NATO. So that if any time in the near future, if Vladimir Putin wants to reestablish the old Soviet Empire by overtaking Georgia, Moldova, Poland, or anything, which obviously would lead to a war in Europe, he nonetheless would have the base to do so. And I think that this president has absolutely, atrociously, if we're going to support Ukraine, then we should have supported Ukraine. When you do an open-ended promise like, you know, I will give you whatever it takes for as long as it takes, well, that's not much of an incentive to actually go out and win. Hey, NFL team here. As the owners, we'll give you whatever it takes to win, you know, as long as it takes to win. So, you know, if you don't win if you don't get above 500, I'll continue to pump even more money in until you finally do win something. And as opposed to saying, here's what it takes to win, and we will spend that now so that you can win, we didn't do that in Ukraine. And so what could have been, now, you know, you can play hindsight's, 2020, and you can play all sorts of games with what would have been or not would have been. But if we as a nation truly wanted to repel Putin's invasion of Ukraine, we would have given the Ukrainians everything they needed up front, along with NATO, not just us, but our NATO allies, and said, here's everything you need, push them back, and reestablish your boundaries, and that, because that's how you treat bullies. And Vladimir Putin is a bully. And he cannot have a border on our NATO countries. He just can't. He's a dictator. And a dictator is never satisfied, and they're always going to continue to move. So you got to treat a bully just like you would on the playground. If the bully smacks you, and I know this is, don't tell parents I said this, but, you know, your kid ought to be taught that when the bully starts smacking you around, smack the bully back. Because generally the bully will back off. When you start trying to appease bullies, you know, if you've ever, I don't know what made me think about this, but if you've ever read the Calvin and Hobbes comic strip, I still read it to this day. I love it. And I forget what the name of the bully is, but Calvin always capitulated to the bully, always tried to appease the bully. And the bully always just kept beating up more and more. And Calvin would try to bribe him and do whatever. Well, that's not what you do. The other thing that you don't do when you're president is you don't play domestic politics on foreign soil. If you want to blast Republicans for opposing extended Ukrainian aid, then you do that when you're in this country. You don't do it with a foreign leader, not even in that foreign leader's nation, but in a third country. You do it in France. You don't attack Republicans. You wait till you get home to do that. But Joe Biden turned the D-Day commemoration into a campaign stop. When he went to, as he called it, Point de Hoc, he invoked the whole idea that, you know, democracy's on the ballot again. So inappropriate, as is this.
So, not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding, because we had trouble getting a bill that we had to pass that had the money in it from some of our very conservative members who were holding it up. But we got it done finally, and since then, including today, I've announced six packages of significant funding. Today I'm also signing an additional package for $225 million to help you reconstruct the electric grid. But once we got the national security bill passed, that was a political issue. We were able to get it all done. And the way you've stood and holding on and holding on in Kharkiv, and you've proven once again the people of Ukraine cannot and will never be overtaken. And I assure you, the United States is going to stand with you. I've said that all during this debate, and I continue to say, the United States is standing with you. You are the bulwark against the aggression that's taking place. We have an obligation to be there, and so I'm looking forward to having a detailed discussion with you about where to go from here.
You know, this is awful to say, but I believe it. You know, I think when this guy, if this guy, you know, I knew Joe Biden when I was the undersecretary, and if he continues, as he has throughout his entire career, to oppose and screw up every foreign policy decision possible, every foreign policy that you can imagine, he continues to do so here. When Biden complains that very conservative members were holding it up, but emphasize that this government intends to continue supporting the Ukrainian war machine, despite Ukrainian victory having become, I think, an increasingly dim prospect in face of Russian advances, it's time to rethink what we're doing there. Now, Zelensky expressed gratitude for Biden's significant support, and then he tried to draw a parallel with our assistance for the European allies in the 1940s. Zelensky said that during World War II, the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support and standing with us shoulder to shoulder. You know, Zelensky has appeared frequently more willing to trigger a third world war than he is to negotiate a peace deal. He's now demanding NATO warplanes begin flying missions against Russia inside Ukraine. No. While I think you should stand up to the bully, you don't go behind the bully and attack his house. We need an off-ramp here. Because we effed it up to begin with. Now we got to fix it. You see, and I say we effed it up to begin with because we should have gone in to win it. And we didn't. And so now we got to figure out what the off-ramp is. Because otherwise, this will turn into an Afghanistan. This will just go on forever and ever and ever. This will be like the trenches of World War I, the trench warfare. That will just go on forever. You got to figure out some way. And we have to accept that Zelensky's stated goals for the war, a return to 1991 boundaries, I think are probably fantastical. I don't know that that's possible without us actually getting into World War III. So at some point we got to realize that maybe there's no viable plan for the Ukrainians to win this war. And so maybe it's time for some negotiations. Never really thought I'd say that. Because I really thought that what we would do initially, but shows how stupid I was, how naive I was that when this president talked about supporting the Ukrainians, that this country and NATO would stand up to Russia and say, no, back off. But just like with Israel, and just like with everything this president does, it's a waffle. Our foreign policy is designed as a waffle. just waffle all we can. It's time for a negotiation. Whether they'll do it or not, who knows? It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever it is. You do that by simply going to michaelsaysgohere.com and click on those icons.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. So one of the elephants in the room topics today is the infamous My Cousin is a Juror, Trump is Getting Convicted Facebook post that was left on a New York court page. Prior to the verdict being returned. Justice Juan Merchan, the judge in the case, this is the what many people refer to as the hush money case. I think that's an incorrect reference. It should be the Trump business records case. Anyway, it's the New York case where Trump was recently convicted of 34 felony, 34 felonies, my ass, convictions. Somebody left a comment. And you can go to the Facebook page. It is newyorkcourts.gov. Let's see what the, it's just facebook.com/newyorkcourts. And it's the unified page for all the New York court systems. You won't find the comment. Now, when I first heard this story, I thought, wait a minute. If somebody actually posted a post as opposed to a comment on a Facebook page, that caught my attention. But when you look at that Facebook page, you'll realize that you can't put, just like on my Facebook page, I don't allow anybody to put posts. You can comment, but you can't put posts. And the reason for that is I just don't want posts that I don't want to have to check every day to see what some of you goofballs may have put on my Facebook page. Comments, that's an entirely different matter. But the comment says, or said, because you won't find it anymore, is, quote, my cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work. 4 exclamation points and a heart emoji. So the judge did what he should have done. He wrote to all the parties involved. And some people say, well, that shows that it's true. No, because the judge himself cannot do an investigation. That is up to the court system and the people that control the Facebook page. Now, the judge, Judge Merchan, can say to whoever the social media people are that control that page, hey, you need to investigate this. But the real investigation will be conducted by the district attorney and Trump's defense lawyers. He wrote, today the court became aware of a comment that was posted on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page, and which I now bring to your attention. In the comment, the user, Michael Anderson, says, my cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you for all your hard work. Now, the comment, not a post, but the comment, now labeled as, or was labeled as 1 week old, responded to a routine Unified Court System notice that was published on May 29, 2024, regarding oral arguments in the 4th Department of the Appellate Division, and I point that out specifically because that's unrelated to the Trump case. That posting, the Appellate Division 4th Department, will hear oral arguments this morning at 10 o'clock, and you can still see that post up. But the comment's no longer visible when I checked this morning. Now, theoretically, if the comment is found to be true and a juror was discussing the verdict of the case with a cousin, then yes, Trump's attorneys can move for a mistrial, and actually Justice Merchan could rule a mistrial. But obviously, given his record of rulings against Trump and his daughter's financial stake in the case, I think that is highly unlikely. I got home late from a dinner last night, and I flipped on the news to kind of see what was going on, and Sean Hannity was on. Now, I'm not a fan of, and I don't watch Sean Hannity, but that's just neither here nor there. But he was talking about this, so I was like, really? So I listened to the entire, I mean, they had Greg Jarrett on, they had Miranda Devine, they were all talking about this post as if it was all true. I just want to caution you that I can't use the word because it's against FCC rules, but the S word. So imagine the S word as a compound word with the word poster. So, you know, a fit poster, except add an S in front of it. You know what that is? That's actually an internet term. And a fit poster with the S is someone who deliberately tries to stir up trouble, who posts fake comments or fake posts in an effort to get a reaction, in an effort to stir up controversy, in an effort to do all sort of stuff. And if you look up Michael Anderson, I don't know whether you can still find his Facebook page or not, he is a self-avowed fit poster. He's a troll. So I don't put a lot of credence into this comment. Now, that's today. If Trump's lawyers and the DA find out that indeed there was a cousin to a juror and they were discussing the verdict prior to the verdict being either determined or announced, yes, you have grounds for a mistrial. But I just want everyone to take a deep breath, because this may be precisely what Michael Anderson, the person who put the comment up, is trying to get everybody to do. Oh, my God, look at the corruption. Look at the jury. Look how bad they were actually talking about it with their cousins. Now, let's be realistic. My guess is that many jurors probably did discuss their deliberations or the trial with their family because they weren't sequestered. They weren't confined to a hotel because they were all taken up with illegal aliens, but I digress. So they were all sent home every night. And then they were sent home for like a week while jury instructions were being documented. So it's just human nature that somebody, not everybody, but somebody might say, oh, yeah, let me tell you what the case is like. Let me tell you what I think. This case is driving me nuts because, I mean, all that stuff just happens. But I just want to caution everyone that it's my opinion that absent some investigation, which, again, the courts may do some investigation on their own, but the real investigation will be done by the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, whom I don't put much trust in, but I do put trust in Trump's attorneys. Because if they can find an actual conversation and they can tie this comment to a real individual and it can be legitimized, yeah, you got grounds for a mistrial. But I don't think that's what happened here. I think this fit poster actually did exactly what he wanted to do, and that was to stir up a controversy where there isn't one. So everybody take a deep breath until we find out to the contrary.
Now, the weekend with Michael Brown continues. Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.